time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome to our Canem, and we're getting ready for the boys' JV game starting here in a couple minutes. And just want to remind you of a couple of things coming up this week. Of course, tonight's game is postponed from Saturday. And so then the rest of this week, there will be the girls on Thursday at Coldwater, and the JV game will only be two quarters. We'll be simulcasting WPGW on the varsity game. We'll be broadcasting the JV game as usual. On Friday, the boys host Coldwater, and Fort Recovery Radio's broadcast team will bring you the JV and varsity games. On Saturday, it's the boys at Fort Laramie. We're working on a couple of technical issues, but we should be able to bring you both the JV and varsity games there. Hanging in there with us over the weekend when we didn't have very much going on. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a minute or two and with the beginning of the JV game. Cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617. Tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you'll have a great meal in a minute. And if you want larger quantities of their smoked meat without all the time and hassle of making it yourself, just call them 48 hours ahead of time at 375-2865, and they'll have it ready for you to pick up when you want it. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865.
Open house at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 30th through February 2nd. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted from 10 to 15% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 30th through February 2nd at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
We're here at our Canem High School and opening tip-off, and the Trojans get it. Junior J.T. Whitaker brings it up court for him. He gets it to, trying to find these players here the first time around. Ian Baker, we had a little connection problems earlier, so didn't get a chance to look things over. Shot goes up. Indians, Dylan Evers with the rebound. Regan Martin in the left corner, up and in for it, long two. Indians lead after 30 seconds to zero. And it is J.T. Whitaker, the junior, bringing it up court for the Indians, guarded closely by Russell Gale, knocked away by Riley Dilworth, and over to the scorer's table, and Ian Baker will trigger it in for the Trojans. To Whitaker, he'll bring it up against Russell Gale. over to, can't see the number here, so number 20, that's Chad Pitzer, over to the right wing, then back to the top of the key to Pitzer. He's looking down inside, finds Whitaker on the left wing. He dribbles down the corner, back out to the wing, goes inside to Cameron Burke, then back out to Whitaker. Pitzer, then over to Logan Todd, and back out to Pitzer, who puts up a three-pointer, no good. Dylan Evers with the rebound. Regan Martin brings it up. He'll go inside, loses the handle, and it'll go the other way to the Trojans. 5:32 here to play in the first quarter. Indians lead 2-0. It is Whitaker. Excuse me, that's Baker getting it into Whitaker. Russell Gale guarding him, as Russell does very closely. Tries to get it to Burke and gets to Baker. And Pitzer on the left side gets it down to Baker in the left corner. Back to Pitzer on the left wing. And, excuse me, Logan Todd on the right wing dribbles to the left wing. Gets it to Whitaker. He goes in to the foul line. Puts up shot, up and in. We're tied at 2. Just under 5 minutes to play here in the first quarter of the JV contest. And Regan Martin will bring it up. Gavin Toby, first time he's touched the ball, I believe. So we have Gavin Toby, Riley Dilworth, Regan Martin, Dylan Evers, and Russell Gale. Riley comes off of the right wing, or right corner, dribbles into the lane, puts up a shot, up and in, and he's fouled in the act of shooting. And that foul is on number 12, Logan Todd. And he'll sit down, and I believe, Cade Brubaker that's coming in for him. Riley's shot up and good. And it's 5-2 Indians, 4:39 to play here in the first quarter. Whitaker will bring it up against Russell. Dribbling out around the top of the key. Gets it over on the left wing to Burke. Burke tries to get it inside. Knocked away by the Indians. So the Trojans will key it in under their basket. And Whitaker gets it in to Burke, who gets it to Pitzer at the top of the key. Gets it over to Brubaker, back out to Pitzer. Puts up a shot, no good. Rebound, Gavin Toby, knocked away by Ian Baker. So the Indians will have it in front of the Trojans bench. And it'll be Regan Martin going to trigger it in for our Indians. Indians lead 5-2, 4:05 left here in the first quarter of the JV contest. He gets it into Gavin, way out at the volleyball line. He dribbles in, goes up for a shot. No good. And he saw the foul coming, put the shot up, and he'll go to the line for a couple. That is on. Yep. Yeah, I'm not sure who that was on. Oh, that was on number 30. I thought it was on all the other players that we don't have a number for. That was on Pitzer, his second. Gavin's first shot up, no good. Score remains 5-2, 3:58 here in the first quarter. And we have Ryan Post and Cade Wendell coming in for Riley Dilworth and Russell Gale. So it's Dylan Evers, Gavin Toby, Regan Martin, Ryan Post, and Cade Wendell. His second one up high off the rim and comes back through. Ian Homan will come in for Gavin, and the Indians lead 6-2. Trojans will take it out. A little bit of pressure from Cade Wendell on Whitaker, bringing it up. Gets it over to Pitzer. Pitzer back over to Whitaker, down to Brubaker, inside to the player we don't have the name, and he's not on the JV roster. Gets it over to Pitzer. He tries to make a pass and travels. Excuse me. So 3.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Indians lead 6-2. Cade brings it up. Gets a screen from Regan. He'll get it to Ian in the left corner to Cade. A lot of movement. Back to down to Dylan, back to Regan, back to Cade. Over to Ian Homan on the left wing. He'll dribble it out. Dribbles in, back to Ryan Post. Over to Ian in the left corner where he's deadly. Up, no good, just off the back of the rim. So it'll be out of bounds off the Indians. 3:11 here in the first quarter. Indians lead 6-2, and it'll be Trojans ball length of the court. So it'll be Dan Albright getting it into Whitaker. Albright in the game now for the Trojans. Knocked away. Regan Martin grabs it. Can't quite hang on to it. They go inside to the big man, number 42, and shot up, no good. Cade with the rebound. Gets it over to Ian Homan. Left wing, shot up, deadly. Ian's 1-for-2. 9-2, Indians lead. 2:40 to go here in the first quarter. And Whitaker bringing it up. He'll get it, to Cade Brubaker. To Logan Todd. Back to Whitaker. He dribbles around to the right wing. Gets it down to Brubaker in the right corner. Trying to make a move. Back to Whitaker at the top of the key. Three-pointer up. Air ball just short. Brushed the net, but didn't get any of the rim. Goes out of bounds. So it'll be Indians ball. He'll go the length of the court with a 9-2 lead here. Some wholesale subs for Arcanum. We'll try to keep you up on those as we go. One of them is definitely a new one. So Russell has it for the Indians. Ian Homan, right wing again. Up, no good. Just a little long. Rebound to the Trojans. And it's Shannon up to Burke. Back to Shannon at the top of the key. He's looking, has a long time, finally gets it over to Brubaker. Back to Logan Todd at the top of the key, dribbling around to Shannon on the left wing. He'll dribble to the foul line. And crossover dribble goes over to Albright, gets it in the corner to number 12, Logan Todd. Shot up, no good. Indians with the rebound. Quickly down in the corner to Russell Gale on the left corner. He's looking, gets it to Cade on the left wing. Gets it back to Russell. Dribbles to the top of the key. Ryan Post over to Kenny Judy now in the game. Ian Homan goes back into Kenny. Knocked away. Fought for. And it'll be a foul on Cameron Burke. That'll be their third team foul, his first. So the Indians trigger it in. Russell has it, gets it to Ian, to Cade. Russell on the left wing. Tries to go inside, can't. Gets it to Ryan Post on the left corner. Up, no good off the rim twice. Rebound to the Trojans. And Shannon will bring it up. Jack Shannon for the Trojans against Kobe Wendell. He gets it to Cade Brubaker. Ian Baker over to Logan Todd on the left wing. Back to Brubaker. Down to Shannon. He dribbles in. Kicks it back to Todd at the top of the key. He gets it over to Shannon on the left wing. He's dribbling. Goes to the foul line. Attempts or look to fake a shot. Didn't take it. Gets it over to Cameron Burke, who puts the shot up. No good. On the rebound. Be foul on the Indians on that's on Kobe Wendell. It's our first team foul. The Indians lead 9-2 with 15 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And it is Whitaker. Goes inside to Burke. Burke puts it up, no good. Baker with a rebound, up, no good. Rebound to Burke. And there's another foul. And this will be in the act of shooting. There'll be two-shot foul, and that's the second on Kobe Wendell. Ian Baker at the line. First one up, no good. Score remains 9-2 Indians. 2.9 seconds left here in quarter number one. Second one up, no good. Rebound, Russell. Heaves the length of the court. Off the backboard, no good. End of one. 9-2 Indians. Back after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage and can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans and will look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring in your prescriptions to Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Vernon, or Union City, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Welcome back to our Canham High School. Our Indians lead 9-2 after the first quarter. Getting ready for the beginning of quarter number two. Our Indians, again, leading 9-2 and looking pretty good. We started Russell Gale, Riley Dilworth, Dylan Evers, Gavin Toby, and Regan Martin. So a little bit different starting lineup for the Indians. And they subbed pretty quickly. We were hustling on them on defense. So we subbed some other hustlers in. So we're back to Dylan Evers, the original starters, except Ryan Post is in there in place of Russell Gale. So Indians came down, missed a shot on the first possession, and the Trojans have it, still lead 9-2, 30 seconds into the second quarter. They try to get it inside to Burke and throw it out of bounds. So the Indians will take it the length of the court with no pressure. Toby gets it into Riley Dilworth. Riley will bring it up. He'll bring it around to the right wing, down to Ryan in the right corner. Went all the way around to Gavin Toby in the left corner. All the way back around to Ryan in the right corner. He makes a move. Goes up. Nice move inside. Looked like he might have been fouled. No call. And the Trojans quickly ahead to Ian Baker. Shot up. No good. And not sure what the call is. Probably an out of bounds. Don't see any foul. So the Trojans will take it down under their basket. Just under 6 minutes to play here in the second quarter. And Burke has it to Whitaker on the right wing. Goes inside to 42. Again, don't have his name. Maybe I can figure it out from... it might be now. He's a pretty big boy. It's probably Grant Delk, 6'4 junior, is my guess. So Indians bring it down. Offensive foul on. Well, didn't see who that was on. Not sure. Oh, that was on Ryan Post. Sorry. That was on Ryan. So Indians with three team fouls, 5.5 to go here. Inside to, I believe, Delk. Up, no good. And Regan with the rebound. He'll get it over Ryan. Down in the corner to Riley Dilworth. Left corner, shot up, no good. Good shot, but just wouldn't go in. And rebound for the Trojans. They bring it across. And a little bit of a control problem. So the Trojans coach called a timeout. And we'll just take a timeout with them. We'll be back right after this.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
We're back here at Arcanum High School. Indians lead 9-2. Score hasn't changed since the beginning of the second quarter. And Arcanum has the ball with 5 minutes to go here. Whitaker has the ball, gets it inside to Baker, up and good, 9-4. First points for either team here in quarter number two. Gavin Toby quickly brings it down, looks to pass it inside. That lane was blocked, but he was moving and took a step before he got it to Riley in the right corner. So the Trojans will take it out. Baker will get it into Whitaker, who'll bring it across with Russell Gale on him, very, very closely guarded. He'll get it to Chad Pitzer, who gets it to Delk, we believe, number 42. Back over to Whitaker. Back to Pitzer, to Whitaker in the right corner, inside to Delk. He goes up, strong, no good, rebound. Indians, Regan Martin, gets it over to Gavin Toby, who, while he was reaching to get that, he was fouled by Whitaker. That'll be his first team foul, fourth, I believe, for the Trojans. And Riley Dilworth will come out, and Ian Homan will come in. So Dylan Evers, Ian Homan, Regan Martin, top of the key, puts up a shot. No good. High off the rim, rebound to Whitaker of the Trojans. He'll bring it down with Russell on him. He gets it over to Baker in the left corner. And gets it up back to Whitaker at the foul line. Fought for, loose. And the Trojans come up with it. Baker has it out past the volleyball line. Gets it to Whitaker on the right wing. Shot up, no good. Dylan Evers. Dylan Evers with the rebound. One official called it a jump ball. The other saw the foul that I saw. The official that called it a jump ball had both bodies between him and the action. The official over here was farther, but he could see that the Trojan had hold of Dylan's arm. So called a foul on him. That's a fifth team foul. 9-4, Indians lead. Have not scored this quarter. We're halfway through it. 3.5 to go here in quarter number two. Gavin to Ian to Ryan to Russell Gale on the left wing. Gets it out to Ian to Ryan Post on the left wing. Dribbles in, goes up and in. 11-4 now the score. 3:15 to go here in quarter number two. It'll be Jack Shannon bringing it up for the Trojans this time. He'll get it to Brubaker. Over to Burke at the top of the key. Back to Shannon on the right wing. He'll get it out to Brubaker in the right corner. He'll dribble to the foul line and kicks it over to Albright. Out to Logan Todd, to Shannon, hands it to him at the top of the key. Russell on him. Ryan tips it away, ball fought for. Ryan grabs it, flips it back to Russell Gale, down to Ian Homan, inside to Evers, outside to Ian, three-pointer up, no good. Shortest man on the court, Hustle Russell gets the rebound, shot up, no good. Might have been a little contact, but nothing serious. Rebound for the Trojans. Shannon brings it up. 11-4 the score. 2:14 left here in quarter number two. Gets it to Todd, who goes inside to Burke. Shot up, no good. Rebound by Dylan Evers. Gavin Toby drives to the basket, goes up and good. Nice move all the way down the court. If you aren't here and you've seen him play, that is what he does a lot. He brings the ball down, goes straight to the basket. And he did that time. Indians with a 9-point lead now. 3-point shot by Todd for the Trojans. No good. Indians bring it up. It'll be Russell Gale bringing it across center court. And he'll get it to Gavin Toby. Out past the volleyball line, dribbles to the top of the key, makes a move, goes in, flips it back out to Ryan, puts up a three from the corner, no good. Indians are getting some good shots, they're not going down, but they still lead 13-4. Minute 20 here in quarter number two. Russell knocks one loose, and Ian Homan comes up with it. He's on the floor, flips it back to Gavin Toby. Gavin is going to head the whole length of the floor to the basket, puts it up, goes on the left side of the basket, puts it up. More or less a reverse layup with his right hand, and Indians lead by 11, just under a minute now, and it is Shannon out past the volleyball line for the Trojans. He'll dribble to the left wing. He'll get it to Cameron Burke at the top of the key. Down to Todd on the right wing. Dribbles across, gets it to Shannon in the left corner. He'll drive in, then come back out. He flips it back to Burke, who puts up a long two, short three, and misses. Rebound, and there's a foul that I did not see. Appears to be on maybe Cameron Burke of the Trojans. Not sure what went on there. I didn't see anything. Something under the basket after the rebound. Now they're pointing back toward the Trojans. And maybe the foul on Ian Holman. I am not sure what happened there. Indians shows four team fouls, and I believe that's what we had. Two on Cade. And one on Ian, so I think that is his first one. That probably was him. And one on Ryan. So Trojans have the ball. Whitaker gets it out to Brink Snyder. He puts up a three from the left wing. And no good. A little scuffle, and it's out of bounds. Indians will key it in. And it'll be Ryan Post bringing it up against Brubaker. He gets it across center court with no problem. 10 seconds now. Ian Homan makes a move, kicks it out to... I didn't see it because we're blocked a little bit. As he went under the basket, he plowed over a defender. So it'll be an offensive foul. 7.8 left for the Trojans to go the length of the court. Down 11. 15-4 our score. 2 points in each quarter for the Trojans. But don't think they're hurting because they have, I believe, one or two pretty good, really good players on the varsity team. So shot up by the Trojans, not in time, no good. We played a half. It is Indians 15, Trojans 4. We'll be back right after this from K&L.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superioration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Welcome back to Arcanum High School, where the boys' junior varsity team leads 15-4 at halftime. The Indians have played pretty well, had a different starting lineup, had Regan Martin, as usual. Gavin Toby is back, and he started. They also started Dylan Evers, Riley Dilworth, who is at the beginning of the season was mostly a sub, was injured for a few weeks, and came back, I think, about two or three games ago, and played some, played more than he had before. Really hustling, played well, and he started tonight. And Russell Gale also. And Russell really harassed their ball handler for three, four, 5 minutes, and then they put Cade in, and he really harassed them, but he also got two fouls in the meantime. So it was a little tough for Cade, but you know, it wouldn't have been hard for us to have two guys out there doing really well against their ball handler. We didn't hurt him too bad, but it did give him some problems. So I think that might have been part of the key, that they just weren't able to get their offense set up like they wanted. But the Indians didn't shoot great, but shot, I would say, pretty well. The defense really was good for the Indians. Pretty good rebounding. The Trojans missed a lot of inside shots. And I believe they had five team fouls. We had four or something like that. Might have been 6-4. Neither team got into the bonus. It's probably being called like a regular MAC game where there's some contact, but nobody gets too excited about the small things. So very well played game for the Indians. Trojans are playing well. They're not shooting very well. And some of that is the Indians defense, but also the Indians aren't shooting great, but we are leading 15-4 here. I believe it was 9-2 at the end of the first quarter. 15-4 here at half. So let's take a quick break here, and we'll hear some messages from some of our sponsors, and we'll be back after this.
As we all start the new year, Fort Recovery Insurance Agency and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group want to remind you that every year, things change. Now is the time to make sure you're covered for the things that changed last year and might change this year. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants to help you review your current coverages and make sure you're protected. Join us in the fort, where we can protect you, too. We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call America Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call America Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at America Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. The Fort Recovery Education Association is sponsoring a chili supper on Friday night, January 25th. Serving will be in the high school commons from 4:30 to 6:30 before the boys' basketball game with Coldwater. Tickets will be available at the door for only $6, and kids under 5 are free. All proceeds benefit the FREA Scholarship Fund. Get to the Coldwater game early on January 25th and enjoy the FREA chili supper with all the fixings, serving from 4:30 to 6:30. And welcome back to Arcanum High School. We're at halftime, a little over 3 minutes to go till we start again. Indians lead 15-4 here at halftime, and have been playing well, haven't been shooting well, but obviously the defense is good, and Arcanum's having some shooting problems also. They're getting some decent shots, but our Indians are defending them pretty well. If things start falling for the Trojans and we don't shoot better than we did in the first half, they could easily get back in this pretty quickly. But just watching the first half, I'm thinking from a non-coaching standpoint that I think our Indians will be able to control the second half also, maybe not quite to the degree of 15-4, but I think we're the better team. But if some of our shots don't start falling and theirs do, the game could change pretty quickly. So right now I think we're going to be in pretty good shape. The varsity game should be a pretty good game. I believe, I left my stats at home, but I believe that Arcanum is somewhere in the vicinity of 9-5, and we're 7-5, 6-5, something like that. And they have a very good player, Carter Gray, who's a junior, and he is a really good player. And if you're familiar with Arcanum over the decades, his grandfather, Dave Gray, was, I believe, All-State here. He was one of the best players in the area by far. He was outstanding back around late 60s, very early 70s. And this is his grandson, this young man, Carter's sister, I can't remember her name, was on the girls' team, and she is very good. So should be interesting for the varsity game, and we'll be turning it over to Rob Weaver and WPGW on that. We will be simulcasting that, but if you prefer, you can listen to the exact same thing on 100.9 FM for the varsity game. So you can stay right here and listen to it with us, or the exact same thing on 100.9, whichever's easiest for you. Let's take another quick break, and we'll be back in just a minute or two with the beginning of the second half.
Outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617. Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Welcome back to Arcanum High School, where the start of the third half, Indians leading 15-4. Regan Martin over to Gavin Toby on the right wing, dribbles in, tries to get it inside, knocked away by the Trojans. And we have Russell Gale and Kobe in at the same time, Kobe Wendell, plus Regan Martin, Gavin Toby, and Ryan Post. And ball into Gavin Toby. Turnaround jumper at the foul line. Good. And it's 17-4. And it is Whitaker bring it up, gets it over to Pitzer, and he goes down into the corner to number five, Brubaker, dribbles it out to the top of the key, gets it inside, tries to go back outside, and Regan Martin steals it away. And defender coming up behind him, he saw him in time. Regan Martin tried to, was going to put up a three, saw Ryan Post open under the basket, flips it to him, up and in. Quick 4 points for the Indians in the first minute here, and they lead 19-4. It is, Pitzer with the ball, left wing. He'll put a two-pointer, long two-pointer up, no good, and nice block out by the Trojans, and rebound, and number 34, Baker puts up a shot, no good, and ball goes out of bounds on the ensuing layup. So Indians with the ball, Regan Martin brings it up, 5:47 here in the third quarter. Indians lead 19-4. Regan at the foul line, fakes a shot, doesn't take it, gets it to Gavin, who just about traveled, had all kinds of balance problems, but he kept his feet planted. Shot up and good by Regan Martin. And the Indians up 21, and a steal by Gavin Toby. He usually goes the length of the court, goes up and puts a reverse layup in. Very nice move. Under 2 minutes gone here in the fourth quarter. Indians have scored 8 points. And it's 23-4, and only less than 2 minutes gone. Trojans get it to Cameron Burke. He puts up a shot, up and good. 23-6, 4:50 to play here. Ryan Post throws it ahead to Regan Martin down in the corner. He'll dribble to the basket, brings it back out to Ryan, way out on the right wing. And it'll be Kobe at the top of the key to Regan Martin, right wing. He'll go to the top of the key, fake a three, kick it over to Russell Gale on the left. He goes in, up, no good, fight for the rebound. And 34, Ian Baker comes up with it over Russell. And it'll go quickly down court to Pitzer. He gets it to Baker, gets it back to Pitzer, right wing. He goes down inside to Burke. He goes up, no good. And Gavin Toby with the rebound, and he will go right to the basket again. Goes up, but no good. Fouled this time. And again, if you've watched him play, you know that when he comes down the court, if he can see a line to the basket, he is going to go right at it, and he generally makes it and or gets fouled. And he got fouled in this case, did not make the shot. The foul was on, I believe, number 20, Chad Pitzer. And Gavin takes the first shot, up and in. It's 24-6. Indians with an 18-point lead now. 4:06 left in the third quarter. Gavin's second shot up, around the rim, no good, fought for, and rebound to Ian Baker for the Trojans. Arcanum brings it up. It is Whitaker to Todd on the right wing. To Brubaker at the top of the key, dribbles out past the volleyball line. Guarded by Regan Martin, makes a move, gets in the lane, hasn't come out yet, there he did. Back out to Brubaker, inside to Delk, he goes up, no good. And Brubaker with a rebound, back inside to Delk. He's pushing, fighting, looked like he might have traveled, looked like he gave our defender a push. No call, but that's just good, hard action. Occasionally I get called, but in the MAC, those don't get called. This isn't MAC officials by any means, but I like the way they're calling the game because there's some contact. It's just good, hard playing. There's nothing dirty, nothing mean. It's just pretty good. So Indians will be triggering the ball out of bounds. 3:25 left here, just halfway through the quarter. Indians have scored 9 points here. Dylan Evers to Ian Homan on the right wing. He dribbles in, goes to Regan Martin on the left wing. to Kobe, to Ian, inside to Dylan. He got bumped pretty good. I would have called that one, but they didn't, and that's still okay. Quickly ahead to Brubaker, and they're going to call a foul on Ian Holman, I believe. So that will be his third foul, first team foul for the Indians here in the second half. Now we'll put Brubaker at the line. Indians lead 24-6, exactly 3 minutes on the scoreboard here in quarter number three. Brubaker up off the back of the rim. And that is kind of how the Trojans' night has gone. You can tell this Brubaker, they have several pretty good players, decent ball handlers. Indians are giving them some trouble, but not real bad. They can't make a shot. It's definitely to the Indians' favor because we lead by 18 right now. Second foul shot up for Brubaker. That will go up, and that one is good, 24-7. And Kobe will bring it in for the Indians. He gets it to Regan Martin. He's guarded, by Whitaker. He's a junior on the JV, and he's also a pretty good player. Whitaker tipped it as he tried to get it to Kobe. So Kobe gets it in the backcourt, brings it across against Brubaker. Gets it over to Regan, top of the key. Ian Holman down to Kobe, into Dylan. Ian Holman back over to Riley, to Regan in the right corner. He dribbles to the foul line, kicks it to Kobe. Indians are moving the ball pretty good and knocked away, and Kobe gets it. And back to Ian, who gets it to Regan, misses a three. Whitaker quickly ahead to Brubaker, throws up a shot, hoping that they'd call a foul, and did not, goes out of bounds. And, the Indians ball, 2-11, 24-7 our Indians lead. And Brubaker and Whitaker, their two really good ball handlers, are coming out. And I'm going to try to catch the numbers here. Looks like Albright comes in. And not sure who the other one is. Brink Snyder. B-R-I-N-K-S-N-E-A-D-E-R, Brink Snyder. So Ian, they had it for the Indians, but now they're giving it to Arcanum. They're trying to figure out who's taking it out for who, where they're taking it out. This is all messed up here. So it'll be Todd triggering in, and I think they got a 5-second call. So now it'll go back to the Indians. And so that took about a minute for nothing to happen. So Ian will get it into Ryan. He's guarded by Gubo. I believe that's Gubo in. Nope, I saw the number wrong. Not sure who that was. Pitzer, I believe. So Indians missed the shot. Trojans coming back down with it, and it'll be inside to Burke. Back out to Pitzer on the left wing, inside to Burke. Shot no good. Rebound by the Trojans. Another good shot by Todd. No good. And Russell Gale comes up with it. Quickly ahead to Riley Dilworth, who makes a Euro move. No good. Nice rebound by Dylan. Comes around. A little half hook. Up and good. 26-7. Riley had a very nice shot. Just bounced around the rim and came off. And Dylan was there to clean it up and put it back in. So Trojans have it, and it's Burke with a nice three-pointer from the left, the right wing, and it's 26-10 now. And up ahead to Ian, and a bump on Cameron Burke on that one, I believe. Yeah, it's called on Cameron Burke. Another one of those wouldn't have to be called. No harm done. It was a legitimate foul, but nothing really happened, so I wouldn't call it. But Indians have it. Ryan Post tries to kick it out to Ian on the corner. No good. Stolen away by Albright. He goes the length of the court, puts up a shot, and is misses. I thought maybe he was fouling the act, but no, it was on the rebound. Arcanum will trigger it in. It'll be Whitaker back into the ball game right now. He'll be kicking it in for the Trojans. He gets it to Todd. Over to Burke on the left wing. Gets it back to Whitaker at the top of the key. To Todd. Back to Burke. Burke tries to go into the lane. He's fouled by Ryan Post. That'll be Ryan's second, I believe. Second on the Indians in the second half. Indians lead 26-10, 41 seconds. Russell Gale's going off the court with a little bit of a limp. So hope that is nothing serious. Getting a little bit of rest and maybe some icy hot or something and getting back in. The Trojans have it. And Whitaker with a three-pointer. No good. Dylan Evers with another nice rebound. Gets it to Ryan Post, who gets it quickly up court. And they're going to call Ryan for a push with his arm. I thought that the defender was leaning on him pretty well, Pitzer, but they call it on Ryan on a push away. I didn't see it, but it was kind of on the other side of me. So it'll be Trojans with the ball, and it is Whitaker. Gets it to Burke. Back to Whitaker. Inside to Burke. Up and in. 26-12 now. 10 seconds to go. Ryan brings it up, and he puts his left arm completely behind him, saying, I can't push if my arm is behind me. Riley Dilworth in the corner. Up, no good. And we played three. Indians lead 26-12. We'll be back right after this.
Why would you go out of your way and wander around a warehouse store for paint when you could just swing by your local Ace? Ace has the top-rated paint like Valspar, and we can match any color on the planet. We also have something that's harder and harder to find these days, award-winning service. The paint experts at Ace will ask the right questions to make sure you get everything you need. Stop by the paint studio at Wangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery for all of your paint project needs. We'll make sure you leave with quality products and advice you can trust from the people that know you best.
Outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617 and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
We're back here at Arcanum High School, beginning of the fourth quarter. The Trojans have the ball, down 26-12. Baker in to Brubaker. Off the rim. Rebound Indians. Gavin Toby goes to the foul line, kicks it back out to Kobe Wendell, and bumped, and it went out of bounds. They did not touch it, but they're awarding the ball to the Indians rather than call a foul on the Trojans. A good call there. Nobody's going to argue that one. So Indians kick it in. Kobe has it, gets it to Regan Martin, just past the foul line, up, around, and in. Long two-pointer, 28-12 Indians. 6.5 minutes to go here in the ball game. It is Whitaker bringing it up. Gets it to Brubaker. Brubaker out on the right wing, dribbles in. Nice shot from the right side of the basket, no good. Indians rebound, and up quickly ahead to Regan Martin from Gavin Toby, and he is fouled going up for the shot. Misses the shot, but he gets two shots. It'll be on Brubaker, his first, team's third. So each team with three team fouls here. Nobody really in foul trouble except, I believe Ian Holman has three and Kobe may have two, but that we want those guys on the floor if that's what the coach wants, but we have some very good players on the bench if we do have to put some subs in. So first one goes up and in, and it's 29-16. Second one off the back of the rim, no good. And it's rebound for Cameron Burke for the Trojans. He'll get it to Whitaker, who'll bring it up against Kobe. Kobe guarding him closely, hassles him enough. He picks up his dribble, kicks it over to Brubaker, back over to Whitaker, and gets it to Pitzer. And over to Brubaker, dribbles down the left corner. Back to Pitzer on the left wing. Gets it out top to Burke. He'll get it to Whitaker, to Brubaker in the right corner. Over to Burke. Three-pointer up, no good. Regan Martin with the rebound. And he'll bring it up quickly ahead to Gavin Toby. And gets to Kobe Wendell the long way. Regan Martin down to Gavin Toby in the left corner. He'll dribble into the lane, kicks it to Ian, kicks it out to Regan Martin. He quickly kicks it in to Gavin Toby, who misses a 8-footer. And quickly ahead for the Trojans to Brubaker. And he'll get it up and in. 29-14 now. And they just about steal the inbounds pass. Regan Martin will bring it down. He'll be in the right wing. Gets it to Gavin Toby. Drives toward the lane. Kicks back out to Ian, to Kobe in the right corner. Fought for a little bit. Kobe will go in. Kicks it to Gavin Toby. Then goes inside. Back outside to Ian Holman. He'll put up a little floater. And that's up and in. 31-14. Indians lead at 17. 4:20 left here in the contest. And the Trojans, Whitaker was dribbling down the left out of bounds line, and I believe Kobe, he was close to being out of bounds, but Kobe slapped it and knocked it out of bounds. So there's something here that he's saying between Kobe Wendell and Whitaker that he looks like he's telling both of them to knock it off, but I didn't see anything too untoward from either one of them anytime, but the official's kind of watching that, so that's okay. So it is Pitzer for the Trojans to Whitaker, goes inside to Delk. They go up, and it's good. Just under 4 minutes now. Indians lead at 31-16. Gavin Toby, again, dribbles the length of the court. Over to Riley Dilworth in the corner. Around the rim, no good. And Ian Baker with the rebound for the Trojans. He'll get it to Pitzer, who gets it to Whitaker. And they will call a foul on Ryan Post. I believe that's his fourth foul. I'm not sure what he's doing to draw their attention, because it's just basketball, and he has four fouls. He probably has more fouls for the Indians than the rest of the team put together. So I think we only had four or five total, and we got four this quarter, or in this half, and we only had four or five in the first half, so he has four himself. So he's coming out. And Seth Lockefell will be in for the Indians. The Trojans kick it in. It'll be Whitaker trying to get it in. And it goes off. Lockefell was good defense, and it went off his back and got to Brubaker, who gets it inside to Pitzer, who misses the shot. And it's Delk with the rebound. Shot up, no good, but he's fouled. And that's on Dylan Evers. That'll be his first, team's fifth. Trojans with three team fouls this half. Indians lead 31-16, 3:24 left here in quarter number four. It'll be, we believe that it is Grant Delk for the Trojans, number 42. He's not on the JV roster, but looking at the height and weight, he is probably, or they don't show the weight, but he's just showing a 6'4 junior. And more than likely, this is who this is. So the first one is up and good. 31-17. Second one up around the rim and down through. 31-18. Indians lead down to 13. Indians need to start really taking care of the ball here. And they're bringing in a whole new set of defenders. And they are going to be pressing like crazy. So it is a full court press right now. Gavin gets it into Kobe. Back to Grant. He goes straight to the basket again. And up and in. 32-18. Lead back to 15. 3:10 to go. It'll be Whitaker bringing it up against Kobe. Kobe very heavily guarding Whitaker. It gets to Pitzer. Shot up. No good. Dylan Evers with the rebound to Gavin Toby. Gavin will bring it up against Albright. He goes straight to the basket again, up and in. You give him a lane, he's going at the basket, and he almost always gets two or more points. So it's 35-18, 2:42. Gavin Evers with the last 4 points for the Indians. Lead got down to 13, back to 17. It is Whitaker, and he goes to make a move inside, and Seth Lochtefeld. Derek Lochtefeld bumps him by saying Seth. It was Derek that's been in the game. And the Indians are going to call a timeout. 2:36 to play here. Indians lead 35-18. And we're going to take a timeout while they take a timeout. We'll be back right after this. Wayne Street Market is a whole lot more than just the best place around to buy your groceries. You can also get great food that's ready to go. At breakfast, lunch, or dinner, just stop by their deli and get a great hot meal. Breakfast sandwiches, roasted chicken, oversized smoked chicken quarters, and more. Pick out what you like and choose a couple of their great hot and cold side dishes, or choose their soup and salad bar. They have lots of great food ready to go, or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their delicious tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market. It's faster and a whole lot better than fast food.
Open House at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 30th through February 2nd. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted from 10 to 15% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open House is coming up January 30th through February 2nd at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to Arcanum High School. 2:36 left in the fourth quarter, and Indians lead 35-18. Trojans get it in. Whitaker takes a shot from the right wing. A very good shot, but it didn't go, and Regan Martin gets the ball tipped away. He goes on the floor to get it, but he rolled over to make the pass to somebody, and that is a travel. So it'll go back to the Trojans. And we'll see who's going to take it out for him. Okay, they didn't have anybody going out there, but it'll be Pitzer. And he will get it in, try to get it in to Whitaker. And Ian Homan tipped it and went off of Whitaker's finger. The Trojans are not arguing that call. It was a bang-bang. And so it'll be the Indians taking the ball out of bounds. Clearing the wrong end of the court in the corner. So Ian Homan gets it into Regan Martin. He'll be guarded somewhat by Whitaker, giving him a little bit of resistance getting up court. Up court easily to Ryan out on the left wing. He's looking inside. He will dribble it out to the top of the key, back out to the volleyball line, back to the three-point line, hands off to Regan. He'll get it to Ian, to Kobe. Looks like we're going to control the ball. 2 minutes to go here, just went under 2 minutes. Ryan Post way out by the volleyball line. They're counting. He'll dribble in, and it'll be Delk guarding him now. He'll go into the basket. He'll go up. No good, but he's fouled, and it looked like he said number two, but they don't have a two in the game, so see what the scoreboard says here. 22, so that is Cameron Burke with his third foul, fourth for the Trojans here in the second half. Minute 48, Ryan's first shot up, and it's good. It's 36-18. Indians with the lead. And so after a couple of subs, we have Ian, Regan, Gavin, Ryan, and Dylan in the game. Kobe was in for a little bit. He's back out. And Dylan with the long rebound on the second foul shot. Minute 46, and the Indians are looking to control the clock here. Gavin out pretty deep, out near the volleyball line. Now backs out past it. Goes into the lane, back out. Kicks it back out to Ryan. Got a free count there. Dribbles in. Comes back out. Gets it to Regan Martin, who will run some clock. Kicks it back out to Ryan, out past the volleyball line. Minute 15 now. And Ryan will bring it around to the right side. Tries to get it over to Ian, who, and it's stolen away by Albright. And the Trojans will come down with Shannon with the ball. He'll get it to Brinksnyder. Back to Shannon. Goes to the foul line. Back to Brinksnyder on the left, right wing. Should have shot it, but didn't. He was open, and they need points. So it's over to Shannon. He'll drive into the lane. Tipped by Ryan Post. Rebound by Gavin Toby. And fouled by Delk. I could be wrong on that name because he is not on the JV roster, but that's my deduction from it's a 6'4 junior, and he looks like he's 6'4, and he is not on the JV roster. He's on the varsity roster, so I'm thinking that's who it is. 36-18, 35 seconds for the Indians. And Gavin Toby has it over to Regan Martin on the right side. 25 seconds. Regan drives in, puts up a shot. No good. It was a decent shot, but we didn't need to shoot it. It'll be Shannon bringing the ball down. He'll kick it to Brinksnyder, to Shannon, trying to get it inside to Delk. Delk will go up, knocked away. Gavin Toby has it. 8 seconds, 7, 6, and the Indians are going to win this one. And Gavin just dribbles it out. Final score, 36-18. And we'll be back right after this.
Plain Street Market is a whole lot more than just the best place around to buy your groceries. You can also get great food that's ready to go. At breakfast, lunch, or dinner, just stop by their deli and get a great hot meal. Breakfast sandwiches, roasted chicken, oversized smoked chicken quarters, and more. Pick out what you like and choose a couple of their great hot and cold side dishes, or choose their soup and salad bar. They have lots of great food ready to go, or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their delicious tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market. It's faster and a whole lot better than fast food.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Welcome back to Arcanum High School, where the Indians JV just came away with a 36-18 win. I believe that puts them at 12-1 on the season, if I'm not mistaken. And I believe Regan Martin led us with 14 points. Just some nice play by the Indians. Again, shots weren't going in real well, but it was even worse luck for the Trojans. They have some very nice players on their JV team. Unable to make the shots go down tonight. And so the JV Indians come away with a nice win. We'll go back to the station for a little bit. Stay tuned right now. We're going to quickly do a little sports biography for our two incoming Hall of Fame members, which would be Tiffany Garkey-McEldown. Johnny and Holly Stein Gann. We'll get you their sports bios, and then we'll go back to the station. Then we'll join Rob Weaver from WPGW for the varsity contest in about 20 minutes.
To a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
The Fort Recovery High School Athletic Hall of Fame will have two new members in its 2019 induction class. The induction ceremony will be held between the JV and varsity boys basketball games against Mississinewa Valley, scheduled for Saturday, February 2nd. The two new inductees will join the 41 other inductees who have been selected since the Hall of Fame was established in 2007. The 2019 inductees are Tiffany Garkey McElDowney and Holly Stein Gann. Tiffany Garkey McElDowney participated in four sports while at Fort Recovery High School, earning a total of 10 varsity letters. She earned one letter in softball and one in track, where she was a member of the regional qualifying team and the 4x800. She earned four letters in basketball. She was a first-team All-MAC selection for 3 years. She also earned first-team All-District during her junior and senior seasons. Tiffany ranks 10th in career scoring with 471 points and 5th in career rebounds with 642. She also ranks 3rd and 5th in season rebounding totals with 251 and 245. Tiffany was a mainstay for the Fort Recovery High School volleyball team during her 4 years of high school. She lettered each of her 4 years and accumulated an impressive list of statistics and honors. She recorded 1,397 kills, 462 blocks, as well as nearly 700 digs and 100 aces in her career. She was selected first-team All-MAC 3 times, first-team All-District 3 times. During her sophomore through senior seasons, she was also chosen as 3rd, 2nd, and 1st-team All-Ohio, respectively. After graduation from Fort Recovery High School in 2007, Tiffany continued her volleyball career at the University of Dayton, where she was a 4-year varsity letter winner, helping the Flyers to A-10 regular season and tournament championships in 2007, 8, and 9. The second inductee is Holly Stein Gann. Holly participated in 4 different sports at Fort Recovery High School during her career from 2003 to 2007. She earned a total of 11 varsity letters, 4 in basketball and track, 2 in volleyball, and 1 in cross country. She was a star on the basketball court. She scored 1,048 points, which ranks her 6th in career scoring. She was 7th in career rebounds with 513 and 3rd in career steals with 240. She ranks in season-high categories, standing 6th in steals with 79, 4th in threes made with 44, and 16th in scoring with 332 points. Holly was first-team All-MAC during her junior and senior seasons, and she won numerous team awards during her career. Holly also excelled in track and field at Fort Recovery High School. She holds the school record in shot put and discus. She participated in the state track and field meet during her sophomore, junior, and senior seasons, and she reached the podium with a 7th-place finish at state in the discus as a senior. Holly was team MVP in track during her junior and senior years. After graduation, Holly attended Defiance College, where she competed in both basketball and track for 2 years. She is still in the record book at Defiance College for free throw shooting, the discus, and the javelin. Congratulations to Tiffany Garkey McElDowney and Holly Stein Gann, 2019 inductees into the Fort Recovery Athletic Hall of Fame.